It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Thursday night football tonight. World Series starts tomorrow. The Jets, the Giants, all of it's out there. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. You know, that looking more into that Matthew Stafford rumor, by the way, I honestly think it was just made up by a guy. Like just made up by someone, because I was sent this. So this is a guy like Ethan GSN. And he basically is someone that, you know, it's like the narrative. He likes to talk about the narrative in sports or whatever.
And well, there's a narrative everywhere. Everybody's like, got their own narrative.
I think that he ended up putting this thing out there, and it somehow got picked up, and then people were running with it, and it just doesn't seem like it's a real thing.
Where is he located? Like, is he a like some sort of sports agent, or what is he?
Hold on. It says New York Giants Weekly Podcast, People's Insider for the Isles House. Bad Boys 2 is the greatest movie of all time. And that's what he's got.
Okay.
So I mean, so he's got to be local somewhere. He has to be. So this is the. So I said this guy Ethan GSA.
Are you saying that's misinformation?
Kinda, yeah. That's
so, just put it out there.
So this is what I'll just say. Someone reached out to me and said this. He goes, just a quick heads up. This guy Ethan GSN is solely responsible for the Matthew Stafford trade rumors. He has a bizarre infatuation and annoyance with the idea of narratives on the internet, so he started his own narrative. Matthew Stafford is on the trade market. He doesn't have a million followers, but he has enough that it took off like wildfire.
But the only person that I saw write anything about this was Florio over a Pro Football Talk.
Yeah.
That's the only person that I saw. And, you know, Mike's
pretty plugged legitimacy.
In. Yeah. Mike's pretty plugged into agents and coaches. And, you know, he works on that NBC show. So, I mean, like, he's got a lot of contacts. There's no reason for me not to believe something that he is speculating on.
Yeah, but where, you know, but
where's the speculation coming from? It could come from an agent, could come from a coach, could come from a family member. You never know.
GSN.
That's Mike's not using that. Come on.
But okay, so here's the thing. So this guy puts that out there. Maybe someone else, you know, quote tweets it, whatever, that Mike thinks is legitimate, and then decides, you know what, I've got an opinion on this, because he's more than just an aggregator. He's a guy who puts his opinion out there as well, and he's like, okay, you know what? Hey, it's something to talk about. Might get some clicks. It's interesting. I haven't seen this before.
I don't know. I thought that Mike had put it out before anybody else.
No,
that's the only reason I would even bring it up. I mean, like, just simply because that is a legitimate place for football conversation and talking and speculating, just because of the contacts that, you know, both he and Chris Sims have.
Yeah. But I mean, there's absolutely, I can't even imagine, especially if they win tonight. I mean, there's no point in doing it anyway, but I mean, especially if they win.
Yeah. I don't know, you never know what goes on behind closed doors within the locker rooms of these teams and
behind
in the front office.
Doors.
Right. Like, I kind of knew that Davante Adams wanted out of Vegas and knew that he was sold a bill of goods and that he was unhappy.
Yeah.
But he wasn't going to come out and say that, because he's not that type of guy. He's not going to pull an Antonio Brown. He's not going to pull, there's a million guys that have gone down that road where they openly, you know, talk about being traded, and then all of a sudden, 2 weeks ago, it's now he wants out.
Yeah.
He wanted out before the season started.
So the trade deadline, November 5th. So
Election Day.
Oh, is it? That's right, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday's November 5th.
Don't forget to vote.
Yeah. No, of course. Interesting. That's not a smart move by the NFL. You got to put that thing like the week before.
You think they're trying to have election interference?
No, I'm just saying that the NFL is really good at making sure that people are paying attention to them. Like, the NFL trade deadline on election day is going to lose a little bit of the headlines.
And I think it's also the day the first college football playoff rankings come out.
My God, yeah, that's huge.
Well, you and Eddie have this thing today. I mean, it is like every time he opens his mouth, you just crap down his throat.
I mean, that's what's going on. But, like,
I'm not trying to crap down anybody's throat. I'm just, you know, I'm like, okay.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it. Like,
no, not at all.
There's like there's some animosity there. Like,
no animosity. That,
like Eddie is the personification of all things you hate in politics. That's what it feels like to me. Like, it's the thing that's like there that you can see that you, you know, dislike.
Right.
You feel that way at all?
No, I do not feel
You don't feel
way.
That way at all?
No, not at all.
Okay.
What is Grace doing here?
She has some Team Boomer sweatshirts for us.
Oh, God, you guys get more free stuff.
Yeah, seriously.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
Oh, there you go. Look at that.
Oh, it's got a star on it, too.
Oh,
very nice.
You know what? This is from Unreal.
Ah, ha, ha. I love Unreal. I got some great Viking stuff from Unreal.
They did some nice cover-ups for our New York City Marathon runners.
I got to say that everything I am wearing from head to toe, including my ball hammock underwear, I did not pay for. Seriously.
So you got your Flag and Anthem pants
and
shoes on.
Hold on. All right. So, yes. So Flag and Anthem jeans.
Yes.
Flag and Anthem shoes.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Look at this sock, by the way, from Dynasty. Look at that sock.
Oh,
it's a bald eagle giving a middle finger with his talons.
Nice. I got the Flag and Anthem socks on.
Yeah, I got the those socks are really good, too.
Okay.
So Flag and Anthem there. I got the Dynasty Bowl Hammock Pouch Underwear. I've got a Dynasty undershirt. I've got this from Rock Rim and Country Club. Leon Seidler got us some stuff.
Yes.
A little gift bag. And then this jacket's from CBS from going to the Super Bowl. Head to toe. It's all good stuff.
Yeah, head to toe free stuff.
I mean, I am like, this is perfect.
You're the king of free stuff.
Well, no, it's not the not that. I mean, I'm not asking for it, but I'm aligning myself with great companies that like the fact that I wear their stuff.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, well, I mean, I'm not like, you know what? Peter Schwartz is the king of free stuff, who is, by the way, he's nibbling right now.
He's out there nibbling?
Yeah, he's nibbling.
He's on X nibbling?
He's, you know, he is the, as we say, the ultimate schnurr.
Nibbler.
He is the guy who has this power to get things that I've never seen the likes of it before. His talent to extract free sports things is like, I mean, he is the Michael Phelps of that. So,
legendary.
He's been nibbling.
Legacy.
And he put out there, so like, I'll tell you this. So this is, and you know what? People are on to him.
Okay, what's happening?
So he put out on X yesterday. He wanted some World Series ticket stuff. Here it is. Ready?
This okay.
He goes, sure, I'd love to go to the World Series.
That's a nibble.
But do I go to a game or pay my mortgage and put food on the table?
That's like, you know, he's poor. He's sad. We got to put a GoFundMe page together for him.
I mean, that is, see, he's putting it out there. Like, man, I'd love to go, but I have to make a choice between feeding my family and going to see the team that I love. And he's hoping somebody swoops in and goes, Peter, you know what? I want you to take your boys to the World Series. Keep the money, feed your family, pay your mortgage, and also go to the World Series.
Do you think he has a conversation with his boys and tells them what he's doing? Like, I'm going to put some nibblers out there and see if someone bites.
I think that the boys probably go to him and say, Dad, like, you've done this so many times before. Can you pull this off for the World Series? And he's like, all right.
So he's going to throw some chum out there.
You know, he like cracks his neck. You know, he's like, all right. Here we go. Let's see what we got. And he also reached out to me for the first time.
Oh.
He texted me. This cannot be a coincidence. Texted me for the first time since September 19th. That's a long time for Schwartz. It's over a month.
Can I guess what the text says, the way that you're leading?
Okay.
I would say that the text has something to do with, do you need me for Boomer and Geo Live?
No, it's not that. I had Big Hurls go to Peter Schwartz on that one.
Big Hurls handled that.
Yeah, I've been delegating those things now. All right. I said, listen, I can't go to Peter on this. You want to handle this? You guys know each other. A long time. So he goes, he was hearing our conversation about fees and tickets and reselling. He goes, people should use ticketbash.com and not worry about anything.
Is that his sponsor?
That's his sponsor for his show. And he wanted me to read that, which I just did.
Okay, so what's the difference between Ticketbash and all these other...
Oh, God. See, this is now we're just... He right now... See? He did it again! He finds a way to get what he wants! He's like a sorcerer! So the difference is there's no service fees. Why are we doing a commercial for him?
Well, good.
There's no service fees. It says, he said, Bash 10 for 10% off. So there you go.
Boom!
People can go.
No service fees and 10% off at Bash 10.
Vinny Tickets, the guy who runs that thing. But see, he's you know, he's nibbling.
Yeah, but why can't Vinny Tickets help him out?
Because Vinny Tickets is trying to make money. Vinny Tickets did not become Vinny Tickets by giving away tickets.
But Peter's going to say, hey, Vinny Tickets, did you hear Boomer and Gio talking about Ticket Bash this morning?
Yeah. No, Vinny Tickets, he knows what he's doing. You know, it's like they say, never get high off your own supply.
That's true.
You know, and he knows what
I never heard that before, but that sounds to be true. I mean, you get high on your own supply, that means... You're not making any money.
You know where that's from? That's from the song, Notorious B.I.G. song called 10 Crack Commandments. Number 5, never get high off your own supply. It's the 10 Crack Commandments.
Yeah, that's what I was listening to in high school.
The 10 Crack Commandments.
Jesus. Oh, I'm telling you, I've got many layers to me. I'm like a little Suffolk County onion. Little Long Island onion. You peel away a layer, you never know what you're going to get.
Okay.
The 10 Crack Commandments. You see it? You see
yeah,
the lyrics?
I got it. Oh, I got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Trust no one. There it is. Number 4. See, look, number 4. Never get high off your own supply.
I see it.
Yeah.
Wow. It's amazing.
Can you click on them? Can we read them?
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. You got, all right.
Number 1.
Right.
Never let no one know how much dough you hold.
Right.
Number 2, never let them know your next move. Number 3, never trust nobody. Number 4, never get high on your own supply. Am I doing this with an accent?
Yes, Kamala.
Yes, you are. I don't know. I feel like, it's like, I don't know. All right. Number 5, never sell no crack where you rest at. That goddamn credit, dead it.
All right.
Keep your family and business completely separated.
Mm-hmm.
Never keep no weight on you.
Yeah.
If you ain't getting bag, stay the F from the police.
Mm.
Okay.
And then
number 10, a strong word called consignment. If you ain't got the clientele, say hell no.
Yeah. I mean, all those I think apply to a lot of things in life.
Yeah.
That goddamn credit, dead it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's right on, man.
It is right. It's right on. Boomer reads the 10 Crack Commandments. Chris is Jersey Shore. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? First time, long time. How are you?
All right, Chris, man. What's happening?
Hey, Boomer, great job with Biggie. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm all over it.
So, Peter Schwartz is not the only person in the world that has a mortgage and children. He's a scat. He's begging for stuff. It's horrible.
Yeah.
I want to go to the World Series. I want to bring my daughter. But guess what? Not everybody can afford it. He needs to stop that crap and be a man and either pay and go or stop begging for free stuff.
I'll tell you what, Chris, do you have an X handle that we can put out there to see if you can get some tickets that way?
Absolutely not. I do no social media. I hate it.
No, okay. This guy, see? Guy, no, Chris, you are the man. Don't be a stranger. And it's your first call. Don't make it your last. You seem like you're the perfect type of listener and caller for this show.
Good, solid guy right there.
And it seems like it. But that's how it came across. Like, I think Peter was, you know, thinking maybe I'll put this out there and people will, you know, agree with me or just maybe someone give me a ticket. But now he got backlash.
That's not my fault.
Got backlash.
Yeah.
Well, what do? I got to make a decision. Mortgage.
or starving children.
I'm not taking any of the blame on this.
It's so ridiculous.
Yes. And he's, you know, I'd love to go to that World Series, but we're going to starve if we go. We will be out of the house. We're going to get repossessed. And we will starve to death.
Please stop with the lies. It's not Fox News.
Ooh. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, watch it, buddy.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, I was just wondering, just for a PSA out there, I wonder if there's a way that you can compare all these secondary ticket market prices and figure out who's got fees, who doesn't have fees, and if you don't have fees or you're paying the same amount of money. I mean, what's going on? And how many different sites are there? There's SeatGeek, there's StubHub.
There's Vivid Seats.
Vivid Seats.
Ticket Bash.
Ticket Bash.
Tickets Now. There's a lot of them.
Well, they did that with the Hotels.com, didn't they? They were able to do that with like all
Congregate
the different
all,
sites.
Or aggregate, yeah, whatever.
Or it's like Travaggio or whatever that thing was.
So why didn't somebody do this for all maybe these ticket deals?
Maybe someone has. I don't know.
Is there a curated ticket place where you can go to find out, you know, how much money you're spending?
We're killing out. That was going to be 50 million calls.
There's a place.
Yeah, there's a place.
There's a place over here.
You got to hack a fire stick to get there. I mean, if there is a way around something, there's somebody around here who knows it. We know that.
You would think so.
Just go to boff.com, boff with two Fs, B-A-R-F-F, and it's right there on the left-hand side. You click the three little lines.
Yeah, I mean, let's see.
There's a lot of ticket sites.
Yep. This is the Dodgers. I don't want to see. All right, if I want to sit behind the plate at Dodger Stadium, row one.
With all the greasy celebrities.
Section 1DG.
There's only one celebrity that I respect that goes to those games. You know who that is out there?
Larry David?
Mary Hart.
Oh, okay.
She's behind home plate almost every game.
She's the inside edition
really?
Or whatever she
is. Yeah, Mary Hart.
All right, here you go. Section 1DG, row BB, $36,400 apiece.
Is that all?
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
That's just for the elite. It's the elite going to these games. I mean, think about the people, honestly.
What's better? You go family of four in section 408 for $6,600. That's the minimum price to get in.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And that is after fees.
After fees.
After fees, yes.
All right.
You know what's going to be insane watching this World Series? The idiotic political ads that are going to be running. I mean, from both sides. I'm not just one side, both sides.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just enough already. Enough.
Yeah, but those net, you know, Fox is going to love that, though, because the money that they get from those things.
They're going to be cranking out of those things, yeah.
We need money.
Yes, we do.
All right, Jerry, what's going on,
man? We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Flag and Anthem, real clothes for real life. We will have the Rams and Vikings on the Fan tonight, week 8 opening with Thursday night football. You got the Jets and Patriots on Sunday. Played this earlier. This is Hassan Reddick, who I think will talk to the media today. Well, he spoke to the fans via social media yesterday.
Oh, yeah. What's up, everybody? Feel good to be back on the turf. Hope we can make something happen.
Well, that would be a good thing. Here was Devontae Adams.
And then he just collapsed into a heap.
non-contact. Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not yet. Here he was, Devontae Adams, talking about him, meaning Adams himself, stepping up and speaking to the team after the loss in Pittsburgh.
It's basically, I just took a moment to let them know, like, I had reservations about speaking up too early and being too vocal too early, but I felt like, you know, in my mind, I said, F that, because I need to, you know, we don't have time, and I got to do whatever I got to do to help this team move forward.
Do they have time? Don't they have time? They're 2-5.
Some of the routes he runs.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the routes he runs are unbelievable. Like, there's just a way about the way he goes about running his routes that are just amazing. And I would imagine from Aaron Rodgers' perspective or the quarterback he's playing with perspective, it's just so like crisp, and you know where he's going to be, and you can see, and he feels like where he is on the field and what kind of coverage he's seeing.
Well, speaking of Rodgers, here he is after seven games. He speaks really in the only way that Aaron Rodgers would speak.
I mean, every year presents its own challenges, and thankfully we're not to the denouement of this season. You know, there's still a lot of time left. I think it's important that we all just stay as sanguine as possible. You know, this it's a long season. There's a lot of ups and downs.
Well, denouement.
We've had a lot of adversity already this season.
I mean, to me, we're already at the denouement of the season. Now, people think I'm crazy. I feel like we're at the denouement. I know I'm not going to be sanguine. I'm not doing it. I haven't seen the Super Bowl since Super Bowl III. I'm not being sanguine. So you can take that and shove it. I mean, and I don't remember a year where we hit the denouement this early. I mean, maybe one of those years with Richard Todd. I don't remember.
Holy God.
Yeah. Really talking to his people there.
Yeah, sure.
The denouement, the sanguine. Rob Saleh, well, he's unemployed. Well, not for long. I guess he's going to be a consultant with the Packers. He was with them on Wednesday. This was Matt LaFleur.
He's helping us on the offensive side of the ball. I think that's always a good deal to have that perspective, you know, that defensive perspective on that side of the ball. So just taking a look at some of the things we're doing.
All right, now this is the coach that wanted to get rid of Aaron Rodgers and couldn't wait to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And now he's hired as a consultant, the head coach that just got fired, to help him with the previous offense that Aaron Rodgers ran up in Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
And he basically says to help our offense.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, what do you think that's – what is that saying?
Well, he's giving a shot to Woody Johnson and Nate Hackett and Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Yeah, it certainly would seem that way. The Dolphins take on the Cardinals Sunday. Tua expected back at quarterback. Music to the ears of one Tyreek Hill.
We're back, baby. Strike up the band. We're back, baby. Start me this week, baby. Let's go.
Fantasy football owners start him this week. Chad Ochocinco on the Nightcap podcast with Shannon Sharp says Tua's still in danger, though, in his opinion.
The guardian cap. The fuck is the guardian cap going to do? I mean, no disrespect. No amount of extra padding externally can fully protect players from concussions, especially if they've already had them.
So he went back and forth with Shannon on this. Shannon was trying to make the point that, you know, the seatbelt isn't quite the same thing, but it saves lives, although it's not going to save all of them, and hoping that this guardian cap helps.
Right. Noted neurologist, well, Chad Ochocinco.
Well, ooh, but talk about Chad Ochocinco. He's got another career in his sights. You know what's going on in this country in a couple of weeks, right?
I'm thinking about the two people who are running that we have to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not into politics as heavy as I'd like, but I would love to represent the people. Like, could you imagine what I could do?
No. No.
No.
But he would say it's perfect.
Someone representing and being for the people, like, that's me. I'm really like that, you know? And I start my speeches with, you know, for the American people, I just want you to know I love you.
You know what? He is very likable. I got to tell you
he
that.
He is. I agree.
He is. I wasn't a teammate, but we went into the Ring of Honor together, and he couldn't have been any nicer. And
you know what's weird about him, though?
What?
He on the nightcap thing with Shannon is a lot different than anywhere else you see him. It's almost like he's a completely freer, more fun person.
Yes.
And then when he's a guest, he's more buttoned up.
I also remember doing a few of his games, and he would pull his antics out, you know, and you remember he put the Hall of Fame jacket on the sideline. I didn't like any of that stuff, you know, and that was probably the old school in me. But getting to be around him and listen to him on this podcast with Shannon, I mean, he is kind of funny and likable.
It is a lot of fun. I do agree. We probably missed this the other day only from the standpoint of the whole Jerry Jones thing in Dallas with the fan was more about what he did last week. So when he was talking about this year's team and where they're at and the issues they've had, this line was said.
The types of things that we all think we should be looking at is, well, we're designing bad plays, or we're designing bad concepts. And the facts are that there's some of that.
And then he would go on to say the players have to execute, making it maybe look worse. That said, they go to Mike McCarthy and ask him if he heard any of this.
I didn't see the comments specifically, so, but I don't think we have bad concepts in that place. But I'll go back and check. But
Yeah, not going so good for them right
comments,
now.
Comments, concepts.
I'll tell you what, they're on the road this week, right?
In San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Sunday night.
Well, they're catching San Francisco at the right time, that's for sure.
You would think.
Yeah, I saw this was a true statement, too. The 49ers' most healthy wide receiver going into this week was shot in the chest 2 months ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Crazy.
Yep.
Andy Dalton injured his thumb in a car accident. Bryce Young starts at quarterback for the against the Broncos this weekend. All right, the World Series begins tomorrow night. We've been talking about the ticket prices.
But they didn't tell you it was Bryce Young hit him. That was
they did not hit him. Stop it. Dodgers Yankees in Los Angeles. Here is Austin Wells. He says he and many of the guys on the team are going to rely on people like Anthony Rizzo and Juan Soto. Why? Well, because they have been through this before and they've participated in the Fall Classic.
Having those guys with a little bit of World Series experience, two winners, I mean, I think that's going to help. And I know that having those guys on our team is definitely going to help us going into this weekend.
Yeah, I always think this. Once the game starts, the game starts. It's a baseball game. You play that your whole life. It's no different than the previous series you played and the previous series that you played against Kansas City, other than those two series were cakewalks, and now this is going to be a real baseball game. So that's probably the biggest difference.
Here is Anthony Rizzo, ready to rock.
To be back in the World Series is special. You can't take it for granted. Never, ever have I taken any champagne celebration for granted to get to the playoffs or the next round. So you just don't know when these opportunities will arise, and you got to make the best of them.
Well, they got one right in front of them. In terms of the Mets, they came up short, as we know. David Stearns wrapped things up yesterday with the media. One of the big topics was obviously Pete Alonso.
How much, if at all, did the last 3 weeks maybe change or alter your opinion of him?
Pete's a great Met. He was right out there right before I came in. I told him I was about to answer a lot of questions about him. He told me good luck. He's a great Met. I hope we have him back.
But we still have to see how it plays out.
I think we both understand this is a process, and everyone's got their own interests. And Pete deserves to go out into the free agent market and see what's out there and then ultimately make the best choice for him and his family.
We shall see sooner rather than later, you might think, or maybe, who knows, maybe it goes into March like some of those other free agents with Forrest did last year.
But it is kind of refreshing that, you know, David Stearns spoke like that, because it gives you a real perspective as to what the Mets are thinking about. They'd like to have him back, but it's got to be at a reasonable number, and it's not going to be the number that we already offered you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was made clear in about July. So, yeah. Say there's a year, there's a number of years, an amount of money that David Stearns will be comfortable with, and he's not going to go past.
Especially
that.
If they're going to go after Juan Soto,
of course. And there may be a team that offers more. Maybe there's not. It just if things go the way they have in previous years, in recent years with baseball free agency, Pete Alonso is that perfect candidate to be waiting around when spring training starts and nobody has signed him, and he ends up accepting like a 1-year deal from the Colorado Rockies, and he shows up in mid-April.
He's going to have a 5-year deal in front of him from somebody other than the Mets. And then it will be up to the Mets as to whether or not they are going to match that deal. And if they match that deal, then maybe he stays.
Soto to the Mets, Alonso to the Yankees.
That's what I said.
Did you?
And Alex Bregman to the Yankees at third base.
Oh, Alex Bregman. How about that?
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. I wouldn't play a net highlight because you guys don't care, but this was a nice, vicious hit, as they say, in their loss to the Hawks last night.
Handed off to Claxton, right back to Cam Thomas, poked out of his hands and stolen away by Atlanta. Ahead, Krejci finding Dyson Daniels going to the rim, fouled hard by Claxton. Daniels follows him behind the stage and about 5 rows deep in the crowd. And they're grabbing each other. Security has to come out. I mean, they're right in the stands right now.
Nick Claxton, look at that. An NBA game turned into an NHL game, Al.
It did. It was very physical.
They got
last
physical.
Night. It did. And the Hawks wound up winning 120-116. Here was Claxton after the ejection. How do you handle these situations better and not do things like that?
Having more situational awareness. Maybe I need to talk to a therapist or something. Just can you take out a game?
No, not when they need you, and they did last
time. He's going to go see a therapist
or something. It was kind of like, kind of smirked when he said that, but that's a hell of a shot across the throat, basically. That was last night in Atlanta as the season is up and running. You also, the Suns beat the Clippers in overtime in the new Intuit Dome in L.A. Milwaukee beat Philly. You got a lot of conversation about Joel Embiid not playing in the league, investigating what they're going to do with him. We shall see. NHL tonight, Rangers and Panthers, and the Devils take on the Red Wings. Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. And we had this Boomer versus Eddie moment last hour right here, kicked off the 8 a.m. hour.
I know it rained a little bit this morning, I think, but it's gone now, and it's a beautiful day. And I even looked into next week, and next week also looks awesome.
Well, that's good, because we're playing next week again.
That's right. And
so,
there's
by
also
the way,
Halloween, so good for the trick-or-treaters.
Yes.
We're getting drought and fire warnings
in
New Jersey.
Honestly, it's like from August until now. Water your lawns. Like, we'll probably get hit with a snowstorm or something. Just relax.
Gosh. Why did that make you so mad?
I'm talking about how I'm loving the weather, and I'm able to be outside. I'm able to do what I want to do. And he's got to ruin it. Oh, we're in a drought and a fire. I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, don't smoke your cigarettes outside and drop your butts in the dry grass then, all right?
Wow.
Just giving you facts, that's all.
And I'm giving you facts, too. It's been beautiful outside. I mean, October has been ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it has.
And so it was September.
And honestly, we had one of the best Junes we've ever had as well. We've had a great run here. So hopefully, I always say that, you know, when you have a great run like that, you're going to have a bad winter. But I don't even know if we're capable of having bad winters anymore, knock on wood. I don't even know.
You know, eventually, we're going to have a bad winter. Eventually.
Careful, G. You're talking about climate change. You might want to back off that comment.
You're going to go in there and you're just going to pop his head right off his neck.
If he wants a battery-operated, you know, stove.
Stove. There you go. Moment of the day. A little dicey there between the two of you. And you had another one a little while ago, too.
And it's all about climate change.
I understand.
Oh, I just like, shut the hell up. Okay. It will do.
All
right, thanks, Jerry. Coming up next, we have found him. He is here, the man who controls all the World Series tickets in the building. Mark Zuckerman will join us in just a couple of minutes. Sales guru, one of the managers here at Odyssey.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, so we've been talking a ton about the World Series and how expensive the tickets are and how hot of a ticket it is, Yankees, Dodgers. We're giving away tickets here on WFAN tomorrow throughout the day. So there's one man who is in control of the tickets that the company has doling out to clients and important people, and his name is Mark Zuckerman, lovingly known as Zuck. Around the office, he's been here for a very long time. He was here before I walked in the building in 2005, so he's got his finger on the pulse of this place. So, Zuck, good morning. How are you?
Good, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're doing better than you, I think.
First time, long time, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, did you bring us our legend seats?
Well, I'm working on it.
Yeah, you're working on it. He's working on it.
It is a very fluid process.
Oh, Jesus.
What's so fluid?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
Okay. So every person that I've talked to has come up to me, and I'm talking 5-6 people, have gone, man, Zuck is having, he is freaking out back there.
No.
That's what they're saying.
No.
Did we not have someone walk in today and go, Zuck is freaking out? Then you said he was shaking yesterday.
I thought you were shaking yesterday. I put my arm around you.
I
said,
know.
Thank you for the legend seat. So I appreciate it that you're taking care of the town, because you always are so kind to us.
No, listen.
And we love you for that. And we'll just, you want me to come out of the office to get the tickets, or you just want to?
Well, they're electronic.
Everything's electronic. Yeah, so
I think you thought I was shaking just because here's the deal. You're a big dude, man. Like,
yeah,
you're 6'4 and I'm 5'8". So when you give me like a bear hug,
yes,
I'm gonna shake a little, but it's not like a nervous shake. It's just
wanted you
like
to know
physical
how I
shake.
Felt about you and about how much I appreciate the legend seats that we're gonna be getting.
Yeah.
So which one of our clients is gonna get screwed out of seats here? Which one?
Yeah, that's a good question. Choose. No. I am gonna talk to the architect.
Okay.
And I'm gonna see if we can work through this. Work through this.
Like, so what exactly are we working through?
We got a lot of moving parts here. And, you know, who is a better friend to on air than me?
That's what I'm saying. See, I mean, he'll come through again.
You know, I love you guys.
By the way,
I love taking care of the on-air people here.
How many tickets do we have?
Per game?
Yeah.
Not a lot. Like, so our allotment goes down during the postseason, and, you know, we have this party suite, right? So
we don't have the party suite anymore.
We don't have it. So there's like a ripple.
How do we not have the party suite anymore?
Well, that's complicated. It's just, it's not... We're not able to purchase it from the team because those party suites are under control of like MLB and others, which is a good thing. Yeah, so we're just working with less inventory.
You just said it's a good thing.
Yeah, well, I mean,
what's good about that?
Well, you know,
are you just saying that?
Yeah, he's just saying.
You're just saying.
Yeah, so we're just we've got a little bit of inventory constraints, so we're doing more with less. Our revenue numbers are great, and we're gonna make it work.
Yeah, because I see a lot of clients up there in that party suite having a good time.
Well, you were there.
And I know. That's what I'm saying. And I was seeing it and checking it out and talking to everybody. And I just feel sad for those that were in that party suite that will not be able to go to a World Series game.
That's a good thing. Yeah. We're making it work.
Okay.
We're making it work.
How big's the spreadsheet?
The spreadsheet, we spreadsheet out every game.
You know, it was amazing. I saw you walking around the other day like you were Andy Reid on the sideline.
Yeah, I got my playbook.
Spreadsheet.
I'm pulling a Bill Walsh, like, first 25 plays of the game
yes,
on the spreadsheet,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So, Where were we on that?
Like, that one might be two, a... Boomer and Gio, 1-2.
Right, yes. I'm scripting out the first 25
okay,
plays.
Okay, good. I like
you
it.
You know, Boomer guessing. Does anyone still do that in the NFL now, by the
yes,
way?
Yes, they still do that.
That was like a Bill Walsh innovation.
And it was a great innovation.
Right.
All right, so you're good. You feel like, have you
I'm
a lot
I'm feeling
of,
great. Like, our revenue, no,
no
personally.
No, I'm talking about with the tickets, because I know
tickets,
it's stressful.
So here's
can you just answer a question
yes.
straight on?
The revenue is the easy part of this job. The tickets is the tough part.
Yeah, well, you've got to break some hearts.
You got to break some hearts.
So, and you're not going to break our hearts,
that is,
so we're
that
fine.
Is the stressful part, but we got it all under control. It's all good. And I will
legacy.
Give you.
We got that legend parking.
Here's what I'm
going
to make.
Right?
I'm going to make an on-air commitment to you.
Okay.
I will personally give you my two tickets for the game if I can't come up with two for you.
Now, are they legend seats?
No.
No, we don't.
No. No. But I will personally give you guys my two seats.
No, I'm not going to Yankee
We're
Stadium.
Put you in back
I'm
a home,
in the legend seats.
We'll put you in back a home plate. Okay. Ooh. Back a home plate, you'll have access to the Ford Club, and you're a Ford guy.
Yeah, perfect, a Ford perfect. Guy. Yeah,
come on,
works out good.
Right. Come on,
and you don't need to go to another Yankee
great.
Game, Zuck. Right? Come
Ford
on,
Ford Club's great, man.
You've been to plenty, right? And you'll go to the other game.
So I got you. I got you.
All right,
I'm going to give you my personal seat.
Look at him.
See, I don't want to hurt you.
No, it would be my pleasure.
I mean, are you going to take a family member with you, or are you going to sell them?
No.
You are a salesman.
No, I would probably bring a client, but don't worry. Like, I got you. You're going to have my seats if I can't.
What do you think about that, G?
And it would be my pleasure.
I'm conflicted.
I feel like we're pressuring you into something.
No, you're not.
Like, I thought maybe you'd come in here and say, hey, you guys want to go? We got the legend seats for you guys. You guys are legends. Here, we'll make sure we'll take good care of you.
I'm gonna work on that. If that doesn't come through.
Does that Ford area have a candy wall?
It doesn't have a candy wall.
Oh, jeez.
But it does have free soft drinks and popcorn and peanuts.
Okay, that's good.
How much are spots going for inside the Yankee broadcast?
We're
right
now getting $3,000 a spot.
Wow. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah,
very good.
We're driving it up, and it's been really good. So it's a good time to be at the fan. We've all been here a long time.
This is,
I think, is an exciting time as I've seen almost ever.
Well, thanks, Zuck, for the tickets.
Love you guys.
Boomer and Geo Ford
yes,
Club.
Yes, love
free
you
peanuts.
Guys.
Well, legends.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. I'm getting texts from people now. This is
okay.
Fun.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, they listen to the program.
I told you a lot more people will now know who you
no
are.
Doubt.
Is
there's
Lou
no doubt.
From Wendy's going?
I think I may invite him as my personal guest one game. Yeah, I mean,
Lou.
I got to take care of my guy, Lou.
I love Lou.
I mean, we love Lou.
What a great guy, Lou. You know Lou.
Of course.
Great guy, Lou.
Lou's amazing.
He's a huge Yankee fan.
That guy is awesome.
So. We love Lou.
Yes.
All right, Zuck, get out of here, man. Right. Do your job. Thanks
love you
for stopping
guys.
In.
Thank you.
And yes, look at that.
All right.
Love Lou.
Dead on impersonation.
Yeah. Dead on impersonation for sure.
There he is, Zuck. So great. Great stuff from him.
His forehead started getting red there.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
he's just gonna go into the hallway and collapse into the fetal position, start crying.
Oh, you guys need a kidney?
I will personally give you my pancreas.
Okay.
If you need a pancreas.